Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There we are.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. Hopefully you're a subscriber. If you're not, though, you know what to do. Hit that subscribe button. You're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week from Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests here lately. Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips, the cast of Alien Earth on FX, including Timothy Oliphant, Sidney Chandler, Noah Hawley, David Risdahl. We talked with Devo, Mark Mothersbaugh, and Gerald Casale. Gendy Tartakovsky was here. He's the legendary animator behind Dexter's Laboratory, Samurai Jack, Star Wars, Clone Wars, Primal. He's got a new film on Netflix called Fixed. Amy Berg, the filmmaker behind It's Not Over, Jeff Buckley, They Might Be Giants, were here. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today welcoming Lizzie Hale back. You know Lizzie, the leather jacket-wearing, guitar-slinging powerhouse behind Hailstorm, the Pennsylvania hard rock band she co-founded with her brother RJ back in the late 90s when she was barely a teenager. She's known for those skyscraper vocals and songs that toggle between ferocious anthems, unapologetically messy confessionals. She's one of the rare modern rock singers who can go from screaming in your face to crooning like a torch singer without breaking a sweat. Lizzie's also become a fixture outside of her own band, leading her voice to everyone from Slash to Evanescence, proving she's basically the Swiss Army knife of hard rock. Oh, and when Skid Row found themselves without a singer recently, guess who ended up fronting that band for a stint? Right, because Lizzie doesn't do off-duty. And now she's back with Hailstorm with a brand new album called Everest. Written and recorded in real time with Dave Cobb, Lizzie's going to dive into the freedom of letting go of genre rules, the joy of seeing fans already singing those new songs, how instant classics like Darkness Always Wins were born out of raw, in-the-moment emotion. Lizzie's also going to reflect on nearly 30 years of the band, balancing who she was at 22 with who she is now, how performing live is equal parts gratitude, connection, and great people watching. All that and more as we talk Everest. It's Kyle Meredith with Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm.
How you doing?
I'm well. How you doing?
Hanging out. We got a day off in Chicago today and going to wander around, do some stuff, I guess.
So. I'm sure you know the town enough by this point.
Yeah, we've been here a couple times. So.
No, Chicago ain't bad. Chicago ain't bad. Yeah, a bad place to be stuck for the day, I mean.
Yeah, it's all right. It's they're far worse. You know, there could be Bucksnort, Tennessee, which is the only two things in that town are is a diner and an adult bookstore and an abandoned gas station. That's we broke down there once.
I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm in Kentucky, so I mean every state's got their weirdly named, but I've never heard of Bucksnort, so that's
had to be somebody's last name because nobody would do that on purpose. But
that's how you get Schitt's Creek, right?
That's yeah, that's true. thank you so much for having me. It's great to see your face.
It's great to see you again, especially with a really, really great new record.
Thank you so much.
Here with Everest. I mean, this is again powerful and melodic and all the other adjectives that go along with it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's good. It's a good feeling to have it out. You know, you spend so much time working on something and then you get it finished. And then it's like, you know, it's a closely kept secret for the longest time. And, you know, in the words of the late, great Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part. So, we're just happy to have it out. And it seems like almost immediately, you know, we're out on tour right now seeing a lot of people singing along already, and which is amazing to me.
I've seen some of those videos, the ladies singing along to, I believe it was Watch Out that you posted. That was fun.
Of course. Yeah. Why not? It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, right. Well, you're out on tour and to get that moment, I guess, like, you know, you're at the point now, Hailstorm's been around almost 30 years, more or less, right?
Yeah. 28 years since our first show as Hailstorm, my brother and I, Schuylkill County Fair, back in 97. And then in June, I think we celebrated at this 22 years, same four members, all four of us together. So yeah, it's we've been around.
Well, that's my point, you know, like to go out there and see people singing the new songs. Because you get a band that's been around for long enough. I mean, obviously you've got the catalog that, you know, that's what they're usually coming for, you know, but here they are, like, and this is the record to do it. Like, I know I've already complimented the record, but like there are instant classics on this record, like immediately, and you see them connecting that fast. Like, that's gotta be nice.
It's crazy because, you know, during the making of this album, we kind of rediscovered how to trust ourselves, you know, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to think about what everyone else is going to think about the album. You know, it was we had a very much a desert island mentality out in Savannah, Georgia, recording this record. We were writing and recording in real time. So we weren't thinking about necessarily what we have done, you know, because there was no time for that. Nor was there time for us to think about what people's opinions were going to be in the future. So we were kind of living in the moment. And so our divining rod was, well, does it get us excited or not? You know, and it, ultimately that's just kind of lowest common denominator. That was the standard. And so it's always amazing, I think, when the things that we get really excited about get other people excited. Because in this business, there are the illusion of rules, you know, illusion of like, oh, other people, you know, have different opinions. Oh, you know, there's a science to writing a hit for the radio, or you know, all of the theories that float around and ultimately, you know, steal your own self-worth and confidence and all of that, because you're like, well, it's the industry. Somebody's got to be smarter than me. And so it's just amazing that, you know, when those things work out and you realize that the thing that got you excited gets everyone else excited, you realize almost the inspiration kind of comes full circle, where it's, you don't feel so alone in your own feelings for writing that, because all of a sudden all these other people are relating to it. So it's really cool.
I like how you said, of course, you know, about the industry and everything, because the expectations to follow those rules, especially if you are known in a genre, you know, heavy, loud music or something like that, like the rules of what that means. And there are some great heavy songs on here. I mean, it's, you know, it starts with some great gut punches, but it is, It you know, and not that you all haven't done that, of course, throughout your career, but it does feel evident on here that it's less about the genre and more about the song. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what something that we get uncomfortable with is when we start painting ourselves into a box, you know, and it's like, okay, what defines what we are? You know, is it the most streamed song? Is it you know, what you've done collectively in your past? Is there like a, you know, is there a formula to this? No, I mean, you are, you know, every album is a snapshot of where you're at in your life, and the collective whole makes up who you are. But you know, once we start limiting ourselves, you know, to what we think we are, or what we think other people think we are, the creativity kind of goes out the window. Then all of a sudden you are, you know, limited to really just other people's opinions about what you are. And then you don't really get to deep dive on who you are now. You know, it's like, I can't write another album like The Strange Case of Hailstorm, because I'm not, you know, 22, 23 anymore, you know? And that was a different time in my life. However, I can appreciate it every single time we do a live show and people know the words. So it's, you know, when you're playing a live show, it's like, you're almost like you're trying to show all of the things that you're about, your past, your present, and your future. So.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Warning: the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lizzie Hale.
And again, since we're talking about that, you know, having a catalog that goes back that far and everything, you know, if you are a successful act, one of the curses, we'll say, of being a successful act is you are forever having to represent someone that you were before.
Oh, yes.
And in some cases, you know, 20 years ago, this is who you were as a 22-year-old. This is who you were as a teenager, whatever that means, every single night when you get up there on stage. Like, how do you tap into that without making it seem fake, I guess? Or how do you tap into that and not cringe at yourself? Because we all know when we look back at our, you know, poetry from then, which is still amazing for a lot of other people. For us personally, it's just like, oh, man.
Yeah. Did I have to say that in that way? Yeah, I don't know. I think that my mentality, especially when we play these songs live, you know, is that, you know, once you release something, it's no longer yours, it's theirs. So for me, I don't beat myself up too much, especially, you know, on stage singing these songs, or singing I Get Off every night and be like, oh, I thought this was so edgy back in the day. You know, it's like, look at me being dangerous, you know. And, you know, I don't know, I smile about it a lot on stage. And you're seeing all of these people that, you know the words to this song, and it caught them at a time in their life. And so I can appreciate the song more for what it is, and not, you know, it doesn't necessarily represent me yet, with my current me, you know, anymore, but it was a part of my life. And at one point in time, it was really important. And to a lot of different people, it was important to them. So I don't know. I think it's more like gratitude when you're on stage, you know, whereas you're just like, it's really cool that people know any of these songs. I mean, my little brother and my guys talk about this a lot. You know, we're a bunch of dorks from Pennsylvania, came from, you know, humble beginnings. We didn't have a rich uncle in the business, had no idea how to do any of this. The fact that we can call this a career is like a fluke accident. It should have never worked out. So having that type of kind of gratitude when you're on stage and being like, wow, look at I had this moment last night on stage. There's this guy in an older Hailstorm t-shirt that I recognized from probably about 10 years ago. And he was like right in the middle of the crowd, having the time of his life, just like the biggest smile on his face the entire time. And I'm like, isn't that crazy that guy decided to get that t-shirt like 10 years ago and is still coming to one of our shows? And is still enjoying himself. You know, it's like, that's, I don't know. I feel like that stuff doesn't happen every day.
It's also worth pointing out, like, we forget that you all up there watch everything. You can see everything. Like that guy.
It's true.
I don't know if he's noticing that in the same way that you are, you know, noticing him or whatever. But I love that. Like, I'm also guessing that usually means that you get to see all the weird stuff, whatever might be.
It is interesting how you're looking at it from like you know, one end of the binoculars versus the audience is looking from the other end, which you know, it's a different perspective too, because we talk about that, whereas like if we don't think we had like a great night, you know, on stage, we tend to sell a ton of merch, so that perspective doesn't necessarily translate. So like, you know, what all the audience sees, like, oh, they were singing or playing with passion, like, no, we were screwing up and making fun of each other. But you know, it's different. But I know I love looking at people from that vantage point, and then I especially love when they realize that I am looking at them. Uh-huh. Because that always takes a second, you know. I like looking, like, you know, 8 feet or, you know, like eight people deep, you know, in, and you know, you start kind of staring somebody down and they don't notice right away. They're just like, oh, they're probably just looking at the collective whole, they're not really looking at me. And then you kind of start mimicking what they're doing. Like if they're doing one of these, it's like, oh, hey, it's like, and once they realize, oh, wait, they're looking at me. I don't know. It makes my day, because, you know, it's like, aha, I am looking at you. I see it all.
I remember the first time I think that happened, it was a Pearl Jam show. And it was the same thing. It was Ed, you know, and looking over. And I remember like being in it and the eyes lock. And I did the whole thing like,
look, is he away. Looking at me? Look away.
I wasn't looking. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at you. It's
yeah.
Almost like, so, I was embarrassed or something, you know. It's,
yeah. It's like, oh, I just got called out by Eddie Vedder with the eyeballs. Yeah. I mean,
Wait.
I mean, I'm sure he has that effect on many people.
I'm
So
sure he does. He's used to that. Do you see weird stuff at the same time?
like I've seen people like get into random arguments. Sometimes I'll just kind of like hang out there like for the duration, be like, you guys all right? Seeing people fight. I saw a couple illegally making love with each other on the barrier. This was years ago at a festival. It's like you see, it's all sorts of weird
Ballsy.
stuff. But it's interesting. It's great people watching because at these rock shows there's all walks of life, and everybody's there for, some people dress up, some people don't, some people want to not be noticed, some people want to be noticed, some people bring signs, and so it's just it's fun to just kind of go around the room. And for example, there was a kid that came to a couple of our shows, and every single show he would dress up like some Marvel character. So it was like Spider-Man the one night, Captain America. And it's a lot of fun. It brings me joy knowing that, I don't know, your people are making the concert their own in that
Right.
way.
And we'll be right back right after this.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging, it's often your hormones too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lizzie Hale.
Well, I'd mentioned that in those moments you had posted a video of the two ladies singing "Watch Out," and that song. That's okay. We talk about some fury. That's some fury in that song. Like you wake up in the morning, and what happened? Because as you're saying, so much of this record was written in real time. One of the great Dave Cobb practices, which by the way, I don't think we've mentioned Dave. I'm a huge fan of Dave, but. Like, so I'm thinking, like, whatever's going on in that song is must have been whatever was happening to you at that day.
It like currently, yeah, no, this is one of those pep talk songs. But the funniest thing about that chorus is that wasn't the original chorus. We had a whole other situation for that, and then it was just a kind of a whim I had at about 4 in the morning, that I recorded. It was just going to be an outro. That "Watch out, that bitch is out for blood." Just so I just had it as an outro and ended up showing it to everybody the next day. And Dave's like, "Oh, dude, we gotta rethink this. That's the chorus. Like, screw this other part that we've been like locked in on for days." So it was just it was interesting. Great guidance. Just the simplicity of it kind of threw me for a loop. But yeah, a lot of screaming, a lot of anger. You got to put it somewhere. I consider myself a fairly pleasant person, but I remember it always reminds me of so when I first started really writing songs, as a as a point, every day, my dad, it got a little too loud for the house, so my dad carved out a space for me in his garage, and I had like this 4-track Tascam cassette recorder that I was like recording songs on. And there would be these moments that he would kind of come in from his end of the garage, be like, "Hey, are you okay?" Like, yeah, what? I am now. It's like you got to put it somewhere. So yeah, I think that was the beauty of making this record too, is that like every day was, okay, how are you feeling? What's going on? What do you want to tackle today? And so just having that kind of freedom to kind of sit in your feelings and not be rehashing like old ideas that maybe you had a month ago and trying to reignite the spark in those. It was crazy to be able to capture those moments.
And especially, I mean, you used the line earlier, and you know, artists will say that every time, like, you know, every artist is kind of the snapshot or whatever. But this is when you do it this way, like, that's as close as you can get to that snapshot. But it's also like such a big trust fall. Don't bring in any riffs, don't bring in any lyrics. You know, this is, I talk every now and then about how I always say my favorite albums are the sophomore records, because the old line, you've got all of your life to write your debut. Now what have you got? And that's like a back up against the wall moment, you know, or something. Like it feels like it would be kind of something like akin to that.
And I think that, I mean, traditionally, if I'm like really looking kind of down the, you know, the path of the journey that we've been on as a band, I can probably mark that every time that we back ourselves, you know, are backed into a corner, as you say, and make ourselves uncomfortable truly, that's when the good stuff starts happening. You know, it's when you have so much time to overthink everything. And you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's opinions kind of come in, and then it just too many cooks in the kitchen, and then, you know, and then you end up with something that kind of flatlined and that could have been, you know, something else. Whereas when I listen to this album, I can hear us trying still with something to prove, you know, like trying to, like, okay, like we have to make this happen, you know. We don't have a choice in the matter. We're jumping off the cliff and hope we packed our parachutes right, you know. Are there parachutes? You know, it's like, did we bring them? You know. So we're it's interesting. And it was really inspiring doing it with Dave Cobb this way, to the point that we ended up you know, just in our house, you know, building a studio. You know, we'd have a board down there, and we said, "Well, why are we making demos now at this point? If this has been like the, you know, if we've survived through this, why don't we just do this from now on?" So, yeah, we're excited about getting off the road at some. Well, it probably won't be till the end of the year, but you know, and getting in and kind of trying to do it again, you know.
See what happens. I love that. Well, and I want to bring up another song too, because I'm going to project a little bit here when I say, "Darkness always wins." At what point do you realize that you've written one of the greatest all-time classics?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. That was actually the first song we wrote for the album.
Was the first one?
That was the first one. We went in just to kind of test the waters with Dave Cobb in, you know, Savannah, Georgia, in his house studio. And that was like that was the day that we, like, you know, we come in with our bag of tricks. You know, Joe's got riffs for days. I have my notebooks. He's like, "Oh no, I'm not listening to any of that. Like, we're not doing that." I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Well, what do you have today?" And literally the last thing that I had written down in my notebook, but from before we got on the plane to come and see Dave Cobb, was just the phrase "Darkness always wins." My guitar player Joe and I were sitting out on our porch and kind of frustrated with the world, and we're like, "Why does evil always prevail? Why do the good ones go first?" That kind of discussion. And I think it was Joe was like, "It's like, why does the darkness always win, man?" And I'm like, "Oh, I like that. Write it down." And so, like, armed with the only thing that you have, I'm like, "Dave, what do you think about that?" He's like, "I love that title. Let's go." So, you know, like, "Is everything mic'd? Let's do this." So, ended up sitting at the piano for the first half of this, and then RJ was on the kit, and we just started doing it. And it's really funny too, because I do listen to that particular track, and you know, you can hear like the fear in it of, you know, just like, okay, we gotta impress this guy. Like, we can do this. This is great. You know, let's let I don't know what we're doing, but we're gonna accomplish it. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's the first time I ever heard that song, I had the thought, is like, have I been singing this song for 20 years? Like, it
Thank
just
you
felt
so
like that.
much.
It really does. There's, you know, and you, I, you know, there's always a thing about you have your songs, your favorite songs, and you're like, there's magic in that song, whatever that is. And if you're in the song, if you're the person who wrote the song, you see how the sausage was made. So it's like, no, but there's magic in that song, in the end of it, however that happens, you know, that's.
We have so many like out of body experiences when that stuff happens too, because like once, because when you're in it, it does seem like chaos, where it's like, okay, we're just trying to put some stuff together, see what sticks, whatever. And then when it's finished and you can kind of listen to it in its entirety, it's almost like this Wow, like look at that. It's almost like the music told us what to do, not the other way around, because you don't feel like you can take credit for that. Like, wow, look at that. That's amazing. Started off with a finger painting and now it's actually something I want to hang on the wall, So.
I like that there's certain words I think that just does a lot of the heavy lifting, and some, sometimes I don't know if you have those words, like in that one, it's not even one of the main words, but when you use the word sin, and I was thinking about how much like heavy lifting a word like sin does, like when Nick Cave uses sin,
Ah, yes.
and how, it's almost like thank goodness that one's there, because that one's it's gonna take this so much further,
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of the weight off. I love Nick Cave so much. I see you have the Wild Gods, Al Mart in the back there. He is so incredibly interesting, and lyrically, I think he's one of the best of all time. And there's something so otherworldly and but so incredibly genuine. It's like it's really hard to like get that combination with certain people. Either it feels like, oh, too much, like they definitely had help with all that, or it feels too like up too personal. Like there's this amazing, I don't know, grand balance that he mastered long ago.
rare once in a lifetime artists and stuff like that, how they come along. And you all are up there, and I mean this record, it's so good. I'm so looking forward to hearing these songs live in person myself, on the tour later on. So
Yes.
it's so great to see you as always. Thank you so much for dropping by again.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. You're delightful, and it's been a joy to just talk about music with you.
It's like my middle school teacher just wrote that in a yearbook. It's delightful to have in
Until
class. And my thanks to Lizzie Hale. The new Hailstorm is called Everest. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. If you're not already, you're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review. Then after that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Dire Straits, Bob Schneider, Foster the People, Blur, Des'ree, Billy Joel, Buddy Guy, Guster, Jay Sam, Metric, Stone Temple Pilots, Supermodel, and my interviews with Serj Tankian of System of a Down, Keith Powers, and the director of Expendables, Scott Waugh. Weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Bye, darling. Thank you.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.